All right. Anyway, listen, welcome everybody to the 14th Lachsor of Daf Yomi. It's a real kavod to have all of you here today. And the more people that come, the more you're mechazek all of us. It's like Einu Domim Rubim Ahosim LaMitzvot. You can't compare when a lot of people are doing a mitzvah. You know, if five people are studying, not the same as when 10 or 20. And it's not just proportional. It's like synergistic. It's like a nuclear reactor. Anyway, the learning tonight is sponsored by David Hess. On the occasion of the yahrzeit of his father, Yoel ben Avram, zechron lebracha. All right, now I'm going to pass around a sheet. Even if you signed before, please sign now. Just put your name, your telephone number, your email. Even if you don't only tend to be here tonight, please just put everything down. Okay, now, and again, I hope we'll do Kiddush Levana after Daf Yomi. All right, so let's all focus on you need a pen? Okay, we're on the Mishnah on Daf Beis, obviously. It talks about the mitzvah of reciting Shema every morning and evening. So I spoke about the mitzvah of Shema and what a yisod it is for us. The one question many mefarshim ask is, why does Shas begin with this mitzvah of reciting Shema? Why does Shas begin here? So a number of reasons are given. The Rambam says that the Tana really wants to teach me the halachot of brachot. He wants to teach me blessings. And because he's going to teach me blessings, he's got to teach me Birchos Kriyat Shema. And then once he's teaching me Birchos Kriyat Shema, he also throws in the mitzvah of Shema as well. And then Rabbi Shai Achron says, it's because Reshit Chachma Yirat Hashem. That the beginning of wisdom, you know, you can move the table back, I think you'll get a very better view of it. Move 2 feet back, I think you'll be in good shape. Okay, good. Now it's wonderful, it's fine. Okay, now. So Rabbi Shai Achron says, it's Reshit Chachma Yirat Hashem. That the cornerstone of Chachma is fear of Hashem. So with Kriyat Shema we have Yirat Hashem. And there's another pshat I like from the Hon. This is quoted from the Hon Ashir and Petach Einayim, that the first mitzvah every bar mitzvah boy has when he becomes a bar mitzvah is reciting Shema. You take it, most poskim hold, let's say a child is born on the 10th of Nisan at 1 o'clock, most poskim hold it becomes a bar mitzvah on the evening of the 10th of Nisan. So the first mitzvah every bar mitzvah boy has is reciting Shema. So it's a nice reason that we begin with Shema. Okay, and it's a kavod also to have Rabbi Yismach here. If you're here with us, Rabbi Yismach, it's nice to have you with us. Okay, well, it's a kavod to have you with us. Okay. So the first mishnah, Me'ima Tai Kriyat Shema Ba'arvin, when do we recite Shema in Mariv? From the time that Kohanim begin to eat their truma, so it's going to come out, that's going to be Seisa Kochavim, when the stars come out. In other words, we have a beginning time to recite Shema, and an end time. In other words, we have a period of time. So there's a beginning point for the time, and an end point for the time. So the beginning point, we're saying, is from the time the Kohanim eat their truma. It means, we're going to explain that, like a coin who's Tameh, let's say the coin was a Zav, we spoke a lot about Zav in the Masechet Nida, or the coin was a Metzora. So he goes through a Tara process, he immerses in a mikvah, and then at Seisei Kochavim, he can eat truma. So he says, so the Tana says, Mishesh Kohanim Taksim Lechol B'Trumatan, Atzofa Ashmor Rishina Divir Reb Lezer. According to Tana Reb Lezer, until the first Ashmora, it means the night is divided into three watches, we'll see tomorrow night. So it means like a 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. day, night, day, night, the same thing. So it'll be till 10 p.m. according to the Tana Reb Lezer. Now, the Chachamim Omrim Ad Chatzot. The Chachamim say, you only have till midnight. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ad Shalom and Ashacha. Rabbi Gamliel says you have till dawn. Ma said, now again, we're going to have to explain how this is working, how they each understand Uvashach Bacha. Why don't we explain right now? How do they each understand Uvashach Bacha? So the Torah says it's a mitzvah to recite Shema B'Shach Bacha of Kumecha. So let's look at Rashi and Daf Gimel. Turn to Rashi and Daf Gimel. Turn to the fourth line and wide line of Rashi and Daf Gimel. Manal, if everybody with me? So he says, around the fourth narrow line, the Reb Lezer Darish B'Shach Bacha Zman Hadchalat Shchiva Shebnei Adam Hochim L'Shchav Zek Kodem Zeh Zek Zek Kodem Zeh Me'uchar. The Tana Reb Lezer learns when the Torah says B'Shach Bacha is when people begin to go to sleep. In other words, like people sleep, let's assume they sleep from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. But the Tana Reb Lezer learns that's not the Zman for Kriyat Shema. When the Torah says B'Shach Bacha, it means when people begin to go to sleep, when they begin their sleep. So he's learning that's the first third of the night. And then the Chachamim say, let's see the Chachamim, V'Rabbanan Darshi Kol Zman Shchiva. The Chachamim learn the whole time you're sleeping is Zman Kriyat Shema, Dainu Kol Alayla, But they made a siag, they said you should read by chatzot. Okay? So again, let's go back. So we had three opinions in the Mishnah, but it's really coming out to really be two opinions, right? So we had Rav Lezer says, it's till Shmo Rishonah, he's learning when you begin to go to sleep. So that's till 10 o'clock. And then the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel both fundamentally agree the Zman for Kriyat Shema is the whole night, but the Chachamim hold that you should do it by chatzot. That's a din de Rabbanan, you should do it by chatzot. All right? Now, the question is going to be, let's say I read it after chatzot, my yotzei the mitzvah. What does everybody think? Yes, dabar pashut, the yotzei. Right? Everybody? All right. So he quotes here from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah maintains, if one neglects to recite Shema before midnight, he's forfeited the mitzvah altogether. He says he may not recite it after midnight. He says he asserts that the Chachamim, this is from Rabbi Zev Dikstein, Aladaf, are empowered to uproot a Torah law when they deem it necessary for the sake of upholding the Torah. Just as they decree not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, maybe you'll, you know, be carrying Sheva Al Taseh. So he says, so Yeshkoach Biyad Chachamim la'kur debar ben HaTorah b'Sheva Al Taseh. So if it is possible for one to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema after midnight, we would not hasten to recite it before midnight. That's according to Rabbeinu Yonah. It says, therefore, to strengthen their decree, they uprooted the mitzvah of Shema after midnight, and declared, if one recites Shema after midnight, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah wants to say. Now, we'll see in the Mishnah, it doesn't sound that way, but the Shagas Aryeh takes issue with Rabbeinu Yonah's position. He asserts that the sages would only invoke the power to uproot a mitzvah when they fear the fulfillment of a mitzvah would result in another mitzvah, in a violation of another mitzvah or isur. It means like this, like, let's say they said, don't blow shofar on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to carry on Shabbos. So I shouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos because I'm afraid that you're going to do a chil of Shabbos that way. But here, if I don't recite Shema, so what's the downside of that? It's bad that I don't recite Shema. The only thing that's bad is like the fundamental principle, I might come to lay on another night. But the Shagas Aryeh says they didn't uproot the mitzvah altogether. All right, so it touches on like another topic. Like, you know, like there's a whole Shaka Batari in the postkim. If the Chachamim tell you to do a mitzvah a certain way and you vary from doing the mitzvah that way, you know, are you yosei the mitzvah? In other words, so let's say I have three parshiyot of Shema, and the Torah says I should read the first paragraph of Shema, the second is Vayam Shmo, and the third is Vayomer. Let's say I flip over the parshiyot. I say Vayam Shmo and then I say Shema. Am I yotzei or not? The answer is always the opposite of what you think. anyway. So the Prima Gadim wants to say you're not yotzei. If the Chachamim established that you have to do mitzvah a certain way, you have to do it that way. Okay, let's get back into the Mishnah, otherwise we'll never get done tonight. So let's see. So he says, so Ma'aseh Uvalvanami Bein HaMishtah. There was an incident where Rabbi Gamliel's sons came from the wedding hall. Amru lo lo kareinu Shema. They said, we didn't recite Shema. Amar lahem yim lo ala amana shachar chayvim atem lakrot. So he, Rabbi Gamliel, said, you are chayev to recite even though shachar hasn't come up. So Mestama Rabbeinu Yonah will learn that it means you're obligated, but you're not yotzei the mitzvah. In other words, a person could recite Shema and get like schar, like Kori B'Torah. That's the way Rabbeinu Yonah will learn the Mishnah. So he says here, v'lo zobabat amru, by the way, I'm recording this year, you should know. I hope everybody feels free to talk however they want. I'll see how it goes. But I hope to post it on YU Torah. Okay, so then if you didn't miss something, you want to hear it again, or you could download it. Okay, any mitzvah the Chachamim said to do by Chatzot, the mitzvah min haTorah is really till dawn. Hektir chalavim ve'ivarim mitzvah nashalom anashachar. Now, in terms of hektir chalavim ve'ivarim, he's talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, all the korbanot, their chalavim are offered on the Mizbeach, and the ivarim would be a korban ola. Most of the korbanot tzibor are korbanot ola. So mitzvah nashalom anashachar. So what does this leave me with chatzot, with this, with the korbanot? So Rashi learns mefurash. He says, it's not a din chatzot. If you look at the end of Rashi, around 10 lines from the bottom, he says, it's the first word in line is v'hekter. V'hekter chalavim de katani hacha, lo amru bo chachamim chatzot klal. Rashi says, chatzot doesn't apply to hekter chalavim. He says, "Lo nakalu hakalu diyas shekol bar hanoi belayla kasher kol alayla." In other words, here he's just telling you that any mitzvah you have at night, it goes the whole night. "Bahakinami tenab perishin the begila kol alayla kasher l'ksidra om lehekter chalavim vayvarim." So Rashi has a good raya that when it comes to hekter chalavim vayvarim, the mitzvah is the whole night and is not included in this rabbinic prohibition. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns, no, it is subject to by chatzot. Now, you could say, anybody want to give a svara why it should not be included or why it should be included? Why Hekter Chalav and Beivarim in the Beis HaMikdash, why would you think it would not be included? I mean, technically you have the Mishnah, which is a good raya, but why would you think that it would not be included? Anybody have a...
Not be included in...
In the prohibition of Tilchatzot. Anybody have a svara?
Be more careful.
Right. That's what I think. In the Beis HaMikdash, right? Konim or Zrizim. So maybe the Chum are not concerned that they'll be delayed in the Beis HaMikdash. That's one possibility. Okay, now, V'chol
HaNeh Chalili... What does it mean you'd be delayed? These things are burning up.
Right.
There. What are they? So what's it, the? What
could be? They didn't put it up. In other words,
can't be put up at night. So it was put up during the day. There's nothing that's going on at night.
The Hekter Chalavim Ve'Varim.
Those are the things that are on already.
Yeah. No. Has to be put up before nightfall or not?
I don't think you can put any korban up during the night.
Yeah.
Well,
All right.
Would the gutter be?
Yeah, one second. Anything to say about this, Rabbi Yisbach? All right. Let me put that on the side. Okay, Mr. Anshma Shachar. Now, Right. No. So it means like this. He says, although sacrificial offerings can only be done during the day, their fats and the limbs may be burnt on the altar during the night. The fathers
of
the offering.
They're put up during
up the until day. Dawn of the next day. Yeah. So it sounds like that could go on.
The Zrika Shchita that takes place
during the day. Right. The Zrika Shchita, that before I have to go up. But it sounds like from here that they could go on during the night. I'll look into it. I'll get back to you, okay?
Says,
I'll look into it. What do you have? Yeah, okay. Right. All right. I will get back to you. With that. All right, let's take a look. All korbanot that are eaten for one day, the mitzvah is till amod shachar. Why the Chacham say to do with chatzot in order to keep a person from aveira? All right, so we did b'shach b'cho. Now, there's machlok at Rashi in Tosfos about the zman for kriyat shema. So it sounds that from the Mishnah it's coming out that zman for kriyat shema is seisa kochavim. That's because it's going to come out that's the way it is. So if you look at Rashi, the fourth arrow line, Rashi says, in kein lama korinu tavvida knesset, why do we recite Shema in the shul? In other words, Rashi and the Bali Tosfot would daven Mariv and say Shema before nightfall. So in kein lama korinu tavvida knesset, So Rashi says the only reason we say Shema in Mariv is like we say Ashrei. Ashrei is ha'achana for tefila, so that's why we say Shema. He says, therefore Rashi says we have an obligation to recite it after nightfall. And in the first paragraph that a person recites on his bed at night, he fulfills his obligation. Now, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi for a number of reasons. He says one of the reasons he says in the third narrow line in Tosfos, Tame the paper show, below Ain Olam Regin Lakrot, Samach Lashiva La Parsha Rishona. We only read one paragraph. Im King Shalosh Parshiot Hayal Lakrot. You should read all three. So it's not so Pashut because the other ones may be Drabanan. So it might be that the Zman that we say Shema would be good. But anyway, he asks a series of questions. But the Kishi Todor are as follows. If you look in Tosos around the 20th narrow line, Tosos says, "Lachain pirish rabino tam v'adraba kriyat shema shel beit haknesset ikar v'im tamar he'achanu korin kolkach mibod yom v'yishlomer dekaimelan k'rabbi Yehuda damor perek tefilah shachar zman tefilah mincha ad plaga mincha dainu achadas harshok pachot revia miyad sheikh lezman mincha machil zman arvid." So rabino tam has a shita. It's not accepted lahalacha. It's like a unique shita. He holds that once you can daven Maariv, which he takes it as after Plag Mincha, if the day is divided between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., so 4:45 would already be Zman Plag Mincha, so Rabbeinu Tam takes it that if I can daven Maariv, I can be Yotzei Kriyat Shema at that time. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam wants to say. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, everybody's Yotzei, the Shema they say in Maariv, and that's the way that Rabbeinu Tam takes it. Then, if you look later on in Tosfos, he quotes 10 lines above where it gets wide, the Ri says, then Tosfos, Devadai Kriyat Shema Shel Beit HaKnesset Ikar, that certainly the Kriyat Shema will be signed in the Shul is the main, this is a little different, but it gets you out of the problem. So the Ri learns that the people who say Shema earlier in the evening, they're relying on the other opinions that the Gemara is going to quote. So the Gemara is going to quote other opinions that you can recite Shema before Tseisa Kochavim, and he says that, but it doesn't mean that it would be after Plag Mincha, it would be like close, like around, it would around sunset, but that's the way the Ri says it. Now the Halakha, we hold it, Tseisa Kochavim is the one that you do. Now it's interesting, there were some communities, this is in the Morota Dafyomi, that they would daven Maariv even before Plag Mincha. Where it gets dicey is like a lot of communities, like the more northern latitudes you go, so the later sunset becomes. So it was like more, like a lot of people, they didn't want to daven Maariv like at midnight and things like that. So in some communities, they were davening Maariv even before Plag Mincha. And basically, the poskim were like very much against it. They didn't feel like that you had on what to rely with that. But the only thing you could—it's very, very difficult to touch it in the halacha. You know what?
There's two issues. Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Excuse me for one second. Avner, can you get me the kahati brachot? Would you
there's
do
two
that?
Issues. One, when you can daven Maariv, and the other is when you
right.
Yotzei the mitzvah.
Okay.
Before.
Right. No. No. Not the English. The Hebrew. Can you get me the Hebrew? No. Not that one. Not to put that back. Okay. Okay. Hit on the top shelf, get the black books. You see the black brachot, okay?
Right there.
Right, good. Okay, good. Thank you so much. Okay, all right. Yeah, so that's going to be one issue. Another issue is going to be, is Kriyat Shema tied to Maariv or not? And another question is going to be, are the birchos of Kriyat Shema, are they, like that was sort of came up in Rashi and Tosfos, are the birchos of Kriyat Shema tied to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema or tied to Maariv? In other words, like I'm not going to go into such detail now, but if a person can daven, in other words, if a person's Zman Maariv, but it's not Zman Kriyat Shema, so is it okay for me to say Shema with the brachot, or can I only say Birchos Kriyat Shema when I can be Yotzei the Mitzvah Shema? So if I can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah Shema, I have no business saying the brachot now. So like they quoted here in one of the sheets from the Meiri says that the Talmidim of Ramban, they came to southern France, and when they were davening in southern France, they were davening in early Maariv, those Talmidim, they davened Shemona Esrei with the Tzibur, but they didn't want to say Kriyat Shema with the brachot with the Tzibur. They said it later on. And the Meiri himself, it sounds like that he would often do that as well. Okay, now give me one second. Now, I just want to take a look at this. One second. Yeah, no. The mitzvah of the chalavim and evarim, you put it up that day or that night. The chalavim and evarim can go on the mizbeach at night. That's what it means. Okay, so we're good with that. Okay, I'm going to go on. Any questions on this Mishnah? Everybody good? Is everybody still filling out that sheet, that roster sheet? Make sure it's getting around. Where is it? Who's got the sheet? Somebody has the sheet. No? Okay, so please pass it around. I want everybody's name and telephone number and email on it. Please keep passing it around, okay? All right. Is it making the rounds? Okay. Now, all right. I'm going to continue on with the Gemara. Are you with me? All right. Now, the Gemara says Tana Heicha Koi. Now, the Tana, he opens like you'd say in media race in the middle of things, like you know Me'em Tai Kudishim of Arvin. He presupposes that you know there's a mitzvah to recite Shema. I don't even know there's a mitzvah to recite Shema. And then secondly. And the second question is, it's like a twofold question. Why does he address Maariv first and not Shacharis? Like normally I would think Shacharis should go first. That's what I would think. Like we see by the Korban Otsiba, right? By the Korban Tamid, in a keves achat tasev boker, but a keves hasheni tasev ben arbayim. In the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash, everything begins with the morning, right? And indeed, if you open a siddur, where does the siddur begin? It doesn't begin with Maariv, right? It begins with chakras, all siddurim that I'm familiar with. Okay, so when it comes to the avodah with kachim, so the day begins in the morning. So why does the Tana begin at night? And where is he coming from that he says, like in Mitten Drinnen, he'd say, with Maariv? So the Gemara says, Tana akro koi. The Tana is like basing himself on the pasuk. In other words, he assumes that you know there's a pasuk in the Chumash. You should recite Shema b'shach b'chav kumecha. Zman kriya shema d'shchiva emad. So he says, so now you know the pasuk. So when is the zman to recite Shema at night? Mishasha kohenim nechasim l'chol b'trumatan. From the time that the kohenim begin to eat their truma. V'ibayt ema yalav b'briya toshal olam. Or else I could say that, in other words, the first part we've answered, that's b'shach b'chav kumecha, that's where you're coming from in terms of the mitzvah, but in terms of why does he teach at Maariv first, he says, mibriyat ha-shalom, v'yera v'yivoker yom echad, and here this helps us in a different way. I saw, they have this in the Masifta Brachot, they said, like the lashon fits better with the second pasuk. Meimatay kurinishma ba'arvin. It doesn't say meimatay kurinishma, you know, b'shach b'chav, it's ba'arvin. It says, v'yera v'yivoker yom echad. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi seifa deketani b'shachar b'vorech shtayim fenel be'achal la'achareha." If that's the case, in the Mishnah continues later on in this parak, in the morning you recite two blessings before Shema and one blessing afterwards. Uva'erem varech shtayim fenel shtayim la'achareha. In the evening you do two brachot before and two afterwards. Linei da'arvid b'reisha. So now that you told me that we always want to begin with Maariv first. That's the key. We want to begin with Maariv first, either because it's b'shach b'chav k'mecha, when you lie down and get up, or it says v'yera v'yivoker. So if I begin with Maariv always first, so how come later on in the parak we don't begin with Maariv first? When it comes to the brachot of Kriya Shema, Tana first teaches me the brachot in the morning, and then teaches me the brachot in the evening. So the Gemara says, Tana patach ba'arvi b'hadr tani b'shachrit. The Tana opens up with Maariv, and then he segues over to chakras. In other words, first he teaches you what time this reads Shema in the evening. Then he teaches you what time should reach Shema in the morning. And then while he's already talking about the morning, he says, Parish Mili to Shakri, Vada Parish Mili to Arvid. So while he's talking about the morning, he discusses the morning further, and then he goes back to Maariv. Okay, we're on a roll. Everybody happy? It's so nice to see so many people here. I hope it goes well. I wish you all lots of hatzlacha in your learning here with this. Okay, now, Amar Mar. So we said in the Mishnah that you can recite Shema from the time the Konim enter to eat their truma. So the Gemara says, Michti Konim Ema Ka'achli Truma. So will the Konim, when would they eat the truma? Mishat Seda Kochavim. So in other words, the Tana says, when do you recite Shema from the time the Konim can eat their truma? When can they eat truma? It says a kochavim. Things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. So why isn't Tana just saying read Shema from Tzeis Kochavim? So the Gemara says Lini Mishat Tzeis Kochavim. So the Gemara says Milta Agav Urachat Kamash Malan Konim Ema Ka'achli Betruma Mishat Tzeis Kochavim. In other words, he's throwing in a halacha along the way. By the way, when can only Konim eat truma from Tzeis Kochavim? Baha Kamash Malan. And what's the real chiddush that he's teaching me? The Kapara Loma Akva. That oftentimes people who are Tameim, let's say a Zav or a Metzora, in order to eat Kachim, he has to bring his Korban out. So the Tana is teaching me not only to Kohanim eat Truma from Tzeis HaKochavim, but they don't need to bring the Korban out to eat the Truma. They need to bring the Korban out to eat Kachim, but to eat Truma, they're okay once nightfall happens. Okay? So they go to Mikveh during the day, then at night, then they can eat Truma. That's the Chiddush. He says, now, Kiddetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, there were three lines from the bottom on Beis Amin Aleph, Kiddetanya, Uva Shemesh V'Taher, now this is talking about a person, a Kohen who's eating Truma. Uva Shemesh V'Taher, now, we normally would think of translating this Pasuk, you know, Uva Shemesh V'Taher, that I would, well, how would you translate it? How would you think Uva Shemesh V'Taher? How would you translate those words? What do the words mean?
When the sun comes,
sun rises. And then what?
Yeah.
And that's what you'd say also. All right. Well, the way the Gemara initially, we'll see, there'll be a svar the way you're saying, but the way the Gemara initially understands it, Uva Shemesh, Ba can mean the sun sets or the sun rises, you know. So what is Ba? Where's the sun coming? He says, Uva Shemesh. So he says, Uva Shemesh V'Taher, that the sun will set V'taher, the day will be totally finished. V'taher doesn't mean you become pure. It means the day is totally finished. Meaning, you'll have Shkia, and then you'll have Tseset Kochavim. That's what we think the Pshat is. V'ashemesh v'taher. So, like the end of the day, that holds him back from eating truma. But his bringing the korban out is not ma'akev him from eating in truma. Now, the Gemara says, how did you know v'bah shemesh means sunset and v'tahir means tar yoma, the day is totally finished? How did you know that's the pshat in pasuk? I'm doing the way Rashi learns right now. Okay, the top line, I'm based on the days. Look at how much progress you made. One amud down. That's it. So only another, 5,400 amudim, and that's it. And you finish shas. Look at that. That wasn't so hard at all. All right.
Just like this.
Yeah. So let's take a look. So Dilma, the way Rashi learns, Dilma biat orohu. Maybe it means, like you said before, maybe it means sunrise. Oh, we got more people than this. Okay. And some people did not sign the sheet. Who did not sign the sheet? Raise your hand if you didn't, other than you. Okay, anybody else didn't sign the sheet? Okay, here, give it to Rafi. Okay. Anybody else, please? Okay. All right. Now, Dilma biat orohu. Maybe it means when sunrise happens, umay v'tahir tar gavra. Maybe the pasuk means that the sun will rise and the person will bring his korban out and then he'll be able to eat truma. How did you figure out ubah shemesh v'tahir means the sun sets, the day completes itself with seisa kochavim, now you can eat truma? Maybe ubah shemesh means like Pesach David was saying, the sun will rise. V'tahir means he'll bring his korban out and now he'll be able to eat truma. So it's two things. It's a different time and it's bringing the korban out as well. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, imkein lemakra biatar. So if that's the case, and this is good for you, Yitzchak Beryl, so if that's what the pasuk meant, it would use the imperative, biatar. Like he should do something, you know, not just sit back, biatar. He'll purify himself by bringing korban out. Mai v'tahir tahar yoma. It means that the day will be completed. Kida amri inshi, yariv shimsha v'idaki yoma. Like people say, like the sun set, and everything was purified. All right, now one second, give me one second. So Tosus has a different shot. Tosus wants to say, and I'm not going to go into length, Tosus wants to say that maybe that in other words, what is the akimta in the Gemara? Maybe the Gemara said Dilma biat orohu. So Rashi took it, maybe it's sunrise. Tosus wants to say maybe it means just with Shkia that I could recite Shema, and then in other words maybe with Shkia it was, in other words, he says, "Dainu tchid shkia kama v'utchid alas rukia shabayom chidam shmuel tahar tahar gavra." Right? Maybe with shkia the person is tahor. But let me go on to the Gemara. Okay, now we're on line 4. B'ma'arava had the Rabba Bar Rav Shila lo shemilahu. So in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they hadn't heard of this member of Rabba Bar Rav Shila. He's about you know v'yitar. Ubau lami baya. They asked the question just on. Hay ubau shemesh biat shimshohu. In other words, does that mean sunset? Umayu b'tahir tahar yoma. The day is totally finished with seisa kochavim. Odilma biat orohu. Following Rashi pshat at sunrise. Umayu b'tahir tahar gavra. V'hadar pashu lami brayta. So they were able to deduce the pshat from a brisa that the Gemara is going to quote. It means the brisa is giving us what our tradition is. The Brisa is teaching us what the tradition is about what these words mean. So the Brisa says, "Midiktani bebrayta simala davar tzeda kochavim." The Brisa says, and we'll see in a few lines that it's that a siman for the when you can recite Shema is tzeda kochavim. Shema mina biat shimshohu umayi v'tahir tar yoma. Okay, so we're going with the pshat that it means the sun sets, and that the day gets completed with Seisa Kochavim, and we're good to go. Okay, now, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, I'm happy to hear it. Yeah, what's up? Let's hear some questions.
Yeah, When you say nichnasim lechol trumatam, is there a lag time between when they come in and they start eating?
Right. That's you're getting better questions on this machzor, Bern. I could see it already. I could see it already. So Mefarshim asked, like you're saying, in other words, they're saying, like, if the Kohen walks in and he eats at Tzeisa Kochavim, so when does he recite Shema? In other words, like, you have to recite Shema before you. So it says, Misha'asha Kohen nichnasim lechol betrumatan. They're entering, in other words, so it would come out, like, maybe they're entering the house to eat truma, and then that's when they recite Shema. In other words, they're already Tzeisa Kochavim, but they're just entering the house, not eating yet, because they have to recite Shema. That's the way we'll go. All right, now, who had another question, yeah?
So that means that you can't daven Maariv without saying Shema.
Wait. How did you say you can't have Maariv without saying Shema? Where'd you get that from?
Well, you say that they said Shema before you do the Truma.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're davening Maariv or they're saying Shema or what they're doing, but whatever they have to do, they're doing before they eat the Truma.
And earlier you said that in France they were saying
Maariv was
they said the Maariv is before saying the Shema.
No. I said the Talmidim of the Ramban were in southern France.
You're not supposed to do that.
Well, they that gets into the question. No. I said that they recited the Amidah. They recited Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur,
and then
in other words, they gave up the Smichas Gula Tefila to daven Tefila B'Tzibur. That's the thing. That's the key. In other words, they did Tefila B'Tzibur. They felt that outweighed being Somech Gula Tefila. That's the way that they felt. We'll see. This will pull up in the fourth part.
Today we can't do that.
It's not so pashut. Wait. Let's say I walk into a shul, and they're davening Maariv, and I walk in, they're up to Maariv. They're up to Shmona Esrei. Wait, not true. I walk in, the Tzibur is davening Shmona Esrei, so I'll daven the Shmona Esrei, and then I'll say Birchos Kri Shema and Shema later. So sometimes that takes priority. But okay, now let's see, Berlin. Any other questions? Everybody good? Okay, what
have
you got?
The psaki is that you're not saying Shema before Tzedek
Chavim. Well, it's not so pashut. We saw Rashi and we saw Ravino Tam and we saw the Ri
and
the Gemara. We're going to see a whole bunch more opinions in the Gemara. We're not done yet. We're going to see more opinions in the Gemara. We only did one Amud. Yet in Odeid, we have to get into this. But la halacha, well, obviously, it's more preferable. I think everybody will agree. It's more preferable to daven Maariv bizman. In other words, we'll see. In other words, like when you're davening Maariv before it's, we hold that zman of Shema Tzeisa Kochavim. So if I'm davening Maariv before Tzeisa Kochavim, so it gets into the issue where the Brichos Kriyat Shema is that tied more into Shema or tied more into Tefila. So we're bringing Tola that the Brichos Kriyat Shema were tied into Tefila. But if I hold that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are like a type of Birchos HaMitzvah, then I shouldn't recite the Birchos Kriyat Shema until I can be Yotzei Shema. So I should wait till Tzeisa Kochavim, which is another plug for late Maariv at 9 o'clock. We love having people late Maariv. Yeah, 9 o'clock. We expect you and everyone else every day at 9 o'clock every night. Okay, now let's go further in the Gemara. Okay, now let's see 10 lines down. Okay, now. All right, so we're at the two dots. And again, every night this week, we're at 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Okay, Amar, Mishasha Konim Nechasin L'Chobat Trumatan. We said the time to recite Shema is when the Konim enter to eat their Truma. Uraminu, now we pose a contradiction from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Me'imatai Kurina Shema Ba'arvin. When do we recite Shema in Maariv? Misha'ani Nechlas L'Chol Pito B'melach Ashasho Medli Pater Mito Surato. From the time that a poor person enters to eat his bread with salt until the time that he takes leave from his Suda. So now, again, there's a beginning time and an end time. So here, we're changing both elements. So the beginning time is when he eats his bread with salt. Rashi takes it on the third narrow line, Shein lo ner l'adlik b'sudato. Rashi takes it that the poor person doesn't have a candle, so he wants to eat earlier when there's some daylight out. The Ani wants to eat when there's some daylight out. And it goes till he takes leave of his su'udah. Now, the Gemara says, Seif avadai pligam anitin. That last line is certainly cholek with the Mishnah. In other words, the last line is, again, in the Mishnah, we had Reb Lezer learned that the Zman, again, it's not so clear there's Reb Lezer or not. In other words, we said the Zman Shema is when the Konim eat Truma. So whether that is or is not Reb Lezer's opinion, it may not be. That may be the Tana himself may hold that. And then, but the last time is that so far Shmora Rishona, it's the last of the first watch, that's definitely Reb Lezer. That's, let's say, a 4-hour period. This Tana is holding less than 4 hours, right? Less than 4 hours. So what's going on with this? Let's look at, I think Rashi helps us out with this. Let's look at the Rashi. He says, look at the Rashi, the fourth narrow line. Sefer Badai Pligim Anitin. Tani Hakat Shashomeli Pater Mitoch Sidavahin Lok Rablazer Lok Rabbanim Lok Rabbanim Leel. The Darish Uvashafacha Tchilat Zman Shchiva. So what does Rashi say? That this man is learning, the Shafacha is the time when, in other words, like you have, let's say, rush hour. So it's the beginning of rush hour. You know what I mean? In other words, you can have rush hour, might be, let's say, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. So this Tana is saying it's not the whole rush hour, it's the beginning of rush hour, you know, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. or in the evening. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, so he's cholek with Reb Lezer, who said the time was 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. He's saying, no, it's the time when people go to sleep at the beginning of that time, b'shachacha, not the whole time, the beginning of that period of time. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, "Remember, but our mishash b'dei adam nechtsel l'chol b'tam, but arvish tov v'remeir, but chachamim omrim mishash akonim zakayin l'chol b'trumatan. The chachamim say it's from the time that konim can eat their truma. Siman davar tzei dekochavim. That's the line we quoted just a little while ago. Now, but now again, the way we're dealing with this question is that." We said we have the time isha ani nichnas lachol pito b'melach. So we're trying to find out if that's cholek with our mishnah. So the gemara said that the ani and the kohen have. Did I do this already? That the ani and the kohen have the same shear. The ani and the kohen have the same shear. Okay, did I leave that out or I did it? Okay, now did I skip anything or not? Okay, no. Okay. But afa pishein raya. The brisa continues. But afa pishein raya ledavar. Even though I don't have any concrete proof that Seisa Kochavim is the beginning of the night, Zeich Ledavar, I have a little remnant. Shenemar, Vanakhtam Osim Ablachav, Chetziyam Achazikim Ibrahim, Melod Shachar Tzedek Kochavim. This is something about the time of Ezra Nehemiah, they're rebuilding the base of Mikdash. So we're doing the Malacha, and then we need security like we do today, unfortunately. From Alod Shachar Tzedek Kochavim, till from dawn to Tzedek Kochavim. Va'omer, meaning the workday is Alot HaShachar to Tzedek Kochavim. So once you get to Tzedek Kochavim, now it's not the workday anymore, now it's night. So that seems, and the Pasuk says that, that's the Raya. Va'omer, Vayulanu Alayin L'Mishmar Vayom Malacha, says the night was like to be guarded and the day was work. Mai Va'omer, why do we need the second Pasuk? And the Gemara always asks that when you have two Pasukim. V'chitema Mechi Arva Shim Shalel Yehu. Maybe he'll say, once the sun set, that's already night. They were just very, zealous, enthusiastic workers. So they worked late at night and they got up early in the morning. So Tashma Bayulano Alayla Mishmar Bayom Malacha. So Tana says that, he quotes the Pasuk, that night was guarded and during the day was work. So that's the remez, that the day ends with Seisa Kochavim. All right, now the Gemara says like this. So we think that the Ani and regular people on a Friday night have the same shear. Let's go back again. We said, he says, we said that when is Shema, when the Ani is nichnas lachol pito b'melach, when the Ani eats his did I skip some lines of the Gemara? Because I feel like I skipped it. Did I skip some things or not?
So.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. So he says. Okay. So he says. So one brisa says that's when the ani is nichnas lachol pito b'melach, when the poor person enters to eat his bread with salt, and the other brisa says when bnei adam are nichnas lachol piton ba'arvei shabbatot divrei Rav Meir. I don't think I did that.
I did miss that.
I skipped that line before. So he says. So. When people enter to eat their bread on Friday night, according to Rav Meir. Now, the Gemara says, Sakadaita to Ani bnei Adam Chachirahu. We think that when the Ani eats his meal during the week is the same time that people eat their meal on Friday, regular people eat their meal on Friday night. Now, V'yamrit Ani b'koin Chachirahu, if I say that the time for the Ani is also the same Shir, Chachami Mahainu Rav Meir. So then, the Chamim the same as Rameh. Let's go back again. So we have the Braisa. The Braisa said, when do we see Shema Ba'arvit? When Bnei Adam Nichnas Lachol Pitan Ba'arvit Shabbatot. When people eat their bread on Friday night. And the Chamim say, when the Kohanim can eat their Truma. Now, if the Ani is the same time as the Kohen, And in other words, because we have the other shiur, when the Ani eats his bread. So if the Ani eats, and that's the same time as the Kohanim, and so, and then the Ani is eating the same time as the people at the real Friday night. In other words, we have three opinions, and we think that two of the opinions are the same as the Ani. So then all three opinions are the same. That's what the Gemara is asking. How could that be the case? He says, Chachamim Haidu Rabeir. El Shmamina Ani Shiur L'chud V'Kohen Shiur L'chud. So the Gemara says it's got to be the Ani eats at a different time when the Kohanim eat their Truma. So the Gemara says, Lo, Ani V'Kohen Chad Shiur Hu. No, the Ani and the Kohen is the same Shiur. V'Ani U'Vnei Adam Lab Chad Shiur Hu. So the Gemara says the Ani is the same as, we have two opinions in the Braisa, when people eat their meal on Friday night and when the Kohanim eat their Truma. So the Gemara wants to say that that the Ani and the Kohen could still be the same shear. When the Ani eats his bread and salt, it's the same when the Kohen eat their truma. And the Ani and Bnei Adam, that's not the same. When people eat their meal on Friday night, that's a different shear. So now the Gemara is going to prove that's not the... Well, it's going to come out that... So it's getting tricky now. In other words, the Ani eats his meal, but we say that's the same thing as Seisa Kochavim. And then most people eat their meal, we think that's a little earlier.
That's most people eating their meal at Erev Shabbos.
Not on Friday night. Now.
Didn't you say an Ani eats the light still? All right, that's a kasha.
Hold the question. That's a question. Hold that question. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says, V'ani v'koin chad shiurahu. You mean the Ani and the Kohen is the same shiur? Uraminu, me'ema time achil l'krot shema ba'arvin, misha'a shekadashiyon ba'arvi shabbatot d'Reb Lezer. When is the time for Shema? From the time shekadashiyon ba'arvi shabbatot d'Reb Lezer. It means when you get to Bein HaShemashot. When Bein HaShemashot. So in other words, after sunset, I'll say. Reb Yeshua Omer, misha'a shekonim etorim l'chol b'trumatan. Reb Yeshua is the shita that we had in the Mishnah. So Reb Yeshua says, from the time the konim can eat the truma. Remeir Omer, Mishash Konim Tovlim Lachol Betrumatan. Remeir says it's the time the Konim immerse to eat their Truma. In other words, they're going to immerse before Seisa Kochavim. Because when they immerse, they have to immerse during the day so they can eat the Truma at night. If they immerse after nightfall, after Seisa the next night, then they have to wait a whole another 24 hours. So they would typically immerse right before the time they can eat their Truma. So Amalo Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Remeir, those are two bar pluktas throughout Shas, but konim, they're tovling during the day. So how can you say that that's the time to recite Shema? Reb Chanina Omer, Misha'a Shani Nechnas Lachol Pito B'melech. Reb Chanina is the same opinion we had above, from the time that an Ani enters to eat his bread with salt. Reb Achai V'Amila Reb Acha Omer, Misha'a Sherob Adam Nechnasim Lasev. He says, this is a later time, he says, when most people sit down for their meal. Now, if we're going to say that an Ani, the time that the Ani eats his meal, and the time the Kohanim can eat their Truma, that's the same thing, Reb Chanina Hainu Reb Yeshua. So in this last Braisa, Reb Chanina said it's from the time the Ani eats his bread basalt, b'melech. And Reb Yeshua said, Mishasha Kohanim Torim Lachol, b'trumatan, when the Kohanim can eat their Truma. So if Ani and Kohen are the same shear, those two opinions are identical. So those two cannot be the same shear. So Ani has to be presumably an earlier time. Now, which one is later? Oh, so not the way I said. Mistabra da Ani Ma'uchar. It makes sense that the Ani is later. Diami the Ani Muktam, if I say the Ani is the earlier one, the Ani we said eat is when he comes to eat his bread, Reb Chanina Hainu Reb Lezer, then Reb Chanina is when the Ani eats his bread, and Reb Lezer says, where's Reb Lezer in the Braisa? Not from the Mishnah. He says Mishash Kadash Yom Ba'ar Shabbatot. He says from Bein HaShemashot. Bein HaShemashot. Okay. So Elav Shmamina, the Ani Me'uchar Shmamina. So the Ani is later. So we have a number of shitot when we recite Shema. So it gets a little dicey with this whole thing. Now, let me just finish up the daf today, and then I hope to see everyone, and hopefully even more tomorrow. Now, Amamar, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says to Reb Meir, V'lo Kohanim Ibodim Him Tovlim. How can you say the time to recite Shema is when the Kohanim tavel, but they tavel before nightfall? So how could that be the time? So Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Reb Meir. So he said, Taka, Erhat Gutke Enfert. So Reb Meir Haki Kamalei. Reb Meir would say to him like this, Misavet Dana Ben Hashemashot Tidach Kamina. Did you think I'm talking about your Bein HaShmashot? Now, this is going to get into the issue of what's Bein HaShmashot. So there's a famous machloket with the Baalei Tosfot and the Gaonim about when Bein HaShmashot is. Just briefly, the Baalei Tosfot hold that there's two shkiyas. That you have one shkiya, like one sunset, the one we call. Then there's another shkiya 58 and a half minutes later. And then that begins Bein HaShmashot. And then after that, it's Seisa Kochavim, 13 and a half minutes. After, so 58 and a half minutes after what we call sunset, you have Shkia, second Shkia. Then 13 and a half minutes later, you have Seisa Kochavim. That's the way the Baalei Tosfot. In other words, the time for Bein HaShmashot is three quarters of a mil, Shlosh Rivei mil, which would be 13 and a half minutes if you assume a mil is 18 minutes. And then the Gaonim hold, no, Shkia begins like when we call sunset, and then 13 and a half minutes later, you have Seisa Kochavim. That's the Shifu Gaonim. So he says, okay, now wait, let's focus. Okay, I'm not saying anybody should end Shabbos then, Chas v'Shalom. Now, okay, now, for a mayor, I got to watch where I'm talking here. Okay, now, for a mayor, Hakikamali, Misabradam Bein HaShmashot Didakamina. Did you think I'm talking about your Bein HaShmashot? And it was you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold Bein HaShmashot is Malach Shlosh Rivei Mil, three quarters of a mil. So Mela, if you go, if you're Tovel, whichever way you take it, you're Tovel, so that's during the day, and then later on say Sekukabim. Anah Bein HaShmashot Rabbi Yossi Kamina. I'm talking about the Bein HaShmashot Rabbi Yossi, the Amr Rabbi Yossi Bein HaShmashot Keharifayin. Yossi says Bein HaShmashot is like a second, like a minute, is Bein HaShmashot. Zenithas V'yosa V'yiv Sholam Odalab. Means, like 1 minute before it says Sekukabim, will Tovel, and that'll be the time for Krishma. Okay, now four more lines, then we're done. Okay, now the Gemara says Kasha Dremeir Ad Dremeir. Now we have a stira within Remeir, because earlier we said the Remeir says Mishash Benem Nithlasim Lechol Pitan Ba'arbe Shabbatot. We said when people eat their meal on Friday night, and then here he says it's Mishah when he's Tovel, when the Kohenim are Tovel. So we get two different times. So Trei Tanoi Leave the Remeir. So the Gemara says there are two different versions about what Remeir says. Then the Gemara says, Kasha de Reblezer de Reblezer. This is what I think Michael was alluding to. In the Mishnah, Reblezer says that it's Ad Sofa Shmor Rishon. He says, Mishasha Kohenim Nechatzim Lechol B'Trumatan. And then here in the Brisa, he says, Mishasha Kadash Yom. So he says, Trei Tanoi Alibi de Reblezer. Two verses about Reblezer says, V'Iboy Deima Reshalav Reblezer He. Or else I could say that the first line of the Mishnah that says Mishasha Kohenim Nechatzim Lechol B'Trumatan is not Reblezer. That's a different Tana, and indeed, we had one of the Tanaim in that last Brisa had it that way. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up. Now, I hope we'll stay for Kiddush Levana now. Okay, listen, we'll do Kiddush Levana. Any questions? Okay, that's it.